presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, since Hop and Tank are deep in an exciting adventure about a bell, let's talk today about a new development in that field. About a giant carillon, the loudest musical instrument in the world, which can be heard for 16 miles around. This 61-note giant was installed on the 86th and 90th floors of the Empire State Building here in New York City in mid-December and played for New York City and its suburbs many holiday songs, and it finished up at midnight December 31st with 12 huge bongs and then a chorus of Auld Lang Syne for a final encore. But what's particularly remarkable about this carillon, which was made by an electronics company in Pennsylvania, is that the musical notes don't come from bells, but rather from metal bars, the largest of which is only 3 feet long. Bells are now being replaced by electronic carillons, not only because they're much cheaper, but because they take up less space and are far easier to play. For example, the biggest bell in the famous Riverside Church in New York City, and the one with the deepest tone, of course, weighs 20 tons. Its equivalent in the Empire State Carillon is a small metal rod, which, together with the hammer that strikes it, weighs only a pound. Imagine! The Riverside bell can be heard only a few blocks, but the small rod can be heard way out on Long Island. Later in the program, gang, we'll hear more about how this carillon is played. So don't forget to listen! And now to our story. Trapped in a large barn at Rancho Verde, after rescuing Gail Nolan and young Christopher Cross, Hop, Tank, and John Temple fought off two blazing attacks by Otto Vogel's men, and then, as a third was launched, managed a successful escape to the massive Fairchild Packet transport plane parked nearby. Hop gunned the engines and rocketed across the darkened field into a fast takeoff, leaving their attackers far behind. Victory now seemed assured. But suddenly turning from the controls, Hop saw his friends all staring at the entrance to the main cargo hull, their expressions a mixture of surprise and fear. Spinning around completely in his seat, he saw a familiar, deadly figure lounging against the bulkhead, gun in hand, a triumphant smile twisting his sharp features.
You, hold on.
Yes, Harrigan, it is I. Surprised to see me, are you not?
How did you get aboard?
You neglected to secure that air cargo door. They made for a convenient entrance when you returned for your friends the second time.
Why,
and there you are, Tinker.
Careful, Tank.
And you, Harrigan, turn around. Pay attention to what you are doing, or you will wreck us.
Okay, Vogel. So where to now?
Land at once. You have forgotten something.
A very valuable object.
Meaning the Lakeville Bell, I suppose.
Exactly. The Lakeville Bell. Not for Charlie, I know your tricks. I will not be thrown off balance. Let us get up. Now go straight to the barn.
What happens when we get back there?
We shall load the bell into the plane.
Ah, I suppose you're going to carry it on your back?
No, Senor. The stupid peasants who work for Mendez will help me. They will be glad to see you, as a matter of fact. They are extremely anxious to avenge Senor Mendez's death. Reagan, I warn you.
I had the gun or I was going to stall out.
Jack, speak to the loading doors of the barn. Get as close as you can.
What about those men? You won't get much done if they start shooting again.
I will be able to control them if you cooperate.
What's that supposed to mean?
Simply follow my orders. That is all.
And after that?
Please proceed.
All right. Supposing you do get the bell aboard safely. What then?
You will fly me away from here. I will let you know the destination later. So, we are close to the barn. That is enough, Harrigan. Turn the plane around again and then cut the engine.
As you wish.
Gentlemen!
Want me to cut them completely or let them idle?
Cut them!
Tough, in case we have to make a fast getaway.
Very well, let them idle. Now, Miss Nolan, come here.
Why?
Come here, I say.
What's the idea, Vogel?
I cannot guard all of you and supervise the loading of the bell at the same time. So, Miss Nolan will stay close to me. She will be my insurance. Miss Nolan, I am waiting.
Very well.
Oh, that is better. Now, walk down the ladder ahead of me. Go directly to the cargo door. As for you, gentlemen, you will all wait in the flight compartment until I return. If anything should go wrong, if you attempt to trick me, remember, Miss Nolan will suffer. I'll be out there, my friend.
Pop, what are we
going to
do?
Take it easy, Chris. Getting excited won't help.
Hank, you're close to the door. You see what Vogel is doing?
He's walking straight back to the cargo doors, like you said. He's got his gun and tail flat.
You better get away from that, Hank. Vogel might see you. Touch his hair, gun or no gun, I'll rip him apart.
John, what are the men outside doing?
Let's see. They're standing around waiting.
They look awful
mad. Well, Vogel can control them.
He's crawling up.
And they're walking around to the back of the plane.
Suppose they don't want to do what he tells us. Then we're up the creek. We're good.
That's funny setup. Our lives depending on him.
Yeah, awful funny. I'm laughing.
Did you hear what he said?
He's trying to get them to load the belt. Will they? Can't make out what they're saying.
They aren't moving. They're standing around waving their rifles.
Hey, I heard that. He promised he'd avenge Mendez's death.
Oh, so that's the score. He's playing both ends against the middle.
I smell a big, juicy double cross. We ain't gonna stay up there and take it, are we?
As long as Vogel has a deal, we can't do anything else.
Hey, look. They're doing it. They're gonna load the bell for him.
After it's loaded, then what?
A strained, worried silence settles over the occupants of the flight compartment as they watch the loading operations proceed quickly under Vogel's sharp directions. They inwardly hope and pray for a chance to strike back. But Vogel keeps Gale close to him. The boys are helpless. Finally, an hour later, they hear the harsh scraping sound of metal on metal. The bell is being loaded into the plane.
And they're almost finished. Another 3 feet and the bell will be secured.
Yeah.
Vogel is outside the plane now.
But he's still got Gale close. We haven't a prayer of a chance.
Some of them guys are just standing around now, hanging onto their guns. They're going to want Vogel to pay off, meaning us.
What he's caring about? Who's flying the plane for?
No, I don't doubt that he knows how to handle the ship, Chris. Mendez couldn't have made the whole trip down from the States by himself.
Hey,
Vogel's yelling.
I hear you.
Then you'll spark back the engine tomorrow. The aircraft is propellers and they're finished in our operation.
What'd he say?
The prop wash is bothering them back there. Yeah, the storm left a lot of puddles. We're throwing water all over.
All right, Vogel, I can cut her down a little.
Then hurry, and no tricks.
All right.
He certainly keeps repeating himself.
No tricks. Expect us to do. Hey, wait a minute. Where are Gale and Vogel?
Oh, about 3 feet from the cargo doors.
Any men in the hold?
Yeah, two of them. They're guiding the bell on the roller.
Can Vogel see him?
No, he's too far over to the side.
All right, Tank, can you handle it too in the hold?
Sure. He ain't even looking this way. I could knock him off easy.
Good. You go with him, John, to make sure.
Well, what's the idea?
Vogel himself just gave me a way out.
What?
With the help of a prop wash, I think we can make it. Now, on your toes. We've got to work fast.
His eyes glowing with suppressed excitement, Hoff explains his plan of action. And though at first Tank and John shake their heads in doubt, they soon change their minds and nod enthusiastically. Just what is Hoff's plan? We'll know in a moment, gang, so stand by. At the beginning of Hoff Harrigan, we were talking about the giant carillon that was installed for the holiday season in the Empire State Building in New York City. The console of this instrument has a keyboard exactly like a piano's, and the keys close electrical circuits, causing magnetically operated hammers to strike rods made of bell metal. Vibrations from these rods are picked up electrostatically and amplified and then broadcast through a dozen big horns called stentors, fixed at the 90th floor level of the Empire State Building. Going full blast, the stentors turn out over 120 decibels at a distance of 10 feet. This is close to what sound engineers call the threshold of pain. Now, a decibel is a measure of loudness, and at 130 decibels is the point at which the human eardrum would begin to tear apart. Electronic development and research in sound is going on constantly in government and private laboratories. In the case of the electronic carillon, the terrific volume is controlled and told out in melodies, beautiful to hear, but sound could become a dangerous, potent weapon. Amplified to high frequencies, high notes above human hearing could tear down buildings and cause untold damage. One of the major problems of unlimited speed for our new jet planes, for example, is getting them past the speed of sound, past the point where sound vibrations tear the test models apart. The conquest of sound will play an important part in the future of aviation, but no more so than the young men and women who are being trained technically and practically in all problems of flight. For always remember, America needs fire. And now back to our story. With Gale being held as hostage by Otto Vogel, there seemed no way for the boys to strike back and escape. But Hoff suddenly thought of a daring plan. And now he, Tank, and John Temple are putting it into action. With Chris standing next to him, the young pilot fingers the master throttle as Tank and John steal into the cargo hull, closing in on two men who are there working on the Lakeville Bell.
Tank and Mr. Temple are less than 5 feet away now. I think they'll make it.
Good. What about the men outside?
They're all too close to the bell. Except for four of them are standing farther back, gun.
And Vogel?
He hasn't moved.
Gale's still next to him?
Uh-huh. Hey, Tank and Mr. Temple just jumped him.
Can I handle him?
Oh, wow, I'll say. Tank's not got his man already. And there goes the other one. Okay, hot.
All right, Chris, keep your fingers crossed.
Don't worry, I am.
Is the spray hitting him?
Oh, yeah, full force. Hey, it knocked Vogel down.
What about Gale?
She's fighting against her, but I don't think she can stay up.
Oh, where are Tank and John?
I don't see them. Oh, there they are. They just came out. They're leaking on. Tank's holding on to the plane.
Good.
Mr. Temple's reaching for Gale. There, he's got her. He's pulling her in.
And Vogel?
He's trying to get up, but he can't make it.
Hey, who's going to shoot him?
The four men I told you about, way in the back.
Let's see if I can give them a dose of the same medicine.
Yeah, the spray's hitting them now. Good for you, Hart.
Still in the plane yet?
I can't see. Okay, Hart. Yeah, there it can. Let her go. They're all in, Hart.
Okay, hang on. This is going to be a fast start.
Hart, I think we made it.
I hope so. This is our last chance.
Great going.
Yeah, okay.
Gale, all right.
But I never felt better in my life. Come on over here, Miss Nolan. Sit down.
Thank you, Chris.
Will we make it hot? Can we take off?
You bet we can. Vogel can never catch us now. It's clear sailing all the way. Brace yourselves. We're taking off.
Jamming the throttle wide open, Hop roars the powerful transport down the field, leaving Vogel and his men far behind. Then, easing the control wheel back gently, he rockets the packet into the air and faces. Their adventure is over. Gale and Chris are safe. The Lakeville Bell is back in their possession. But, gang, a new kind of trouble is brewing. As far to the north in the United States, three men gather in a small office, examining a large map. One of the men speaks.
Gentlemen, that is our next objective. Once we have that field under our control, our operations will become integrated, and we will have private flying in the United States in a stranglehold.
As he removes his finger, his companions look closely at the tiny black letters printed on the map and read, Lakeville. Gang, you won't want to miss the first suspense-packed episode in Hops and Tank's new exciting mystery. So tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.